Well, Fusion, want to just tag on to what PSA said about Love LA. What an incredible day we had. Yesterday, we gathered Friday night to worship and just get excited about the day we had ahead for ourselves. And then all day yesterday, man, people were serving all over the place, loving our city in four locations, Eagle Rock, two in Pasadena, one downtown LA. And it was just such a joy to get to witness and be a part of this community, loving Los Angeles. So to those of you who served, well done. Thank you for coming out and serving the city the way that you did. I also just wanted to say, some of you maybe recently saw a cool new billboard on Colorado Boulevard. We want to continue to improve on the ways that Fusion is letting young adults of Los Angeles know we are here. This is a community where all young adults are welcome to come into this place, receive the love of Jesus, find a place to belong, find friends, and ultimately find their purpose that God has for them. And we want to continue to let young adults in LA know, hey, we are here and you are welcome in this place. So use that billboard as a conversation starter. Say, hey, did you see that crazy billboard in Eagle Rock? That's my church. Can you believe that? Come with me. Come to Fusion. So use that as an opportunity to get to talk about this place. Grab your bulletins, Fusion. We are going to dive right into God's word. We are continuing tonight in our series, Friending. I have the honor of continuing what Tom started last week. I have the second week of this series. And we're going to begin. We're going to go just a touch out of order, if that's okay with you guys, because that's how I decided to do it. So we're going to start in Acts. We're going to read Acts 9:26-28 in one big chunk. Here's what it says. It'll be on the screen. It's also in your bulletins. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to meet with the believers, but they were afraid of him. They did not believe that he had truly become a believer. Then Barnabas brought him to the apostles and told them how Saul had seen the Lord on the way to Damascus and how the Lord had spoken to Saul. He also told them that Saul had preached boldly in the name of Jesus in Damascus. So Saul stayed with the apostles and went all around Jerusalem with them, preaching boldly in the name of the Lord. Fusion, let's pray together. Let's believe God wants to speak to us tonight. Jesus, we thank you so much for tonight, Lord. We thank you for this gathering of people. And Lord, we pray that you would speak to us tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you that it is alive, that it is active, and that when we apply it to our lives by the help of your Holy Spirit, we are a changed people. Jesus, we pray that you would help us think about our friendships. Would you help us think about the friends that we have in our lives? Would you help us think about the kind of friend we are to other people? Speak to us tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Fusion, do any of you have that friend? You know what I'm talking about, right? That one friend. That one friend who, here's what's funny, I haven't said even who this person is yet, and you're all nodding at me like, yep, I know that person. I have that friend. Everybody has somebody in mind already, right? That one friend. Anybody have that friend who has to plan out every detail of an outing before you guys even step out of the door? Anybody have that friend who texts the group thread way too late? You guys are young. That might not be a thing for you. How about this? Anybody have a friend who texts that group thread way too early in the morning? They're usually not the same person, I find. Anybody have that friend who is just a picky eater? It's like, I can't take you anywhere, man. You won't eat anything. Anybody have that friend who one-ups every story you tell? It's like, you're like, no, no, no. I have a friend who one-ups it way more than that. It's like, you are that friend if that's what you're thinking right now. Anybody have that friend who complains no matter what? How about that one friend who calls out God's best in you, no matter what? See, we all need that friend in our lives. God loves to use people to bring about his plans and his purposes in our lives. The real reason Fusion exists is to help young adults connect with each other and find their purpose. Those two things go hand in hand. So if you're in this place and you're looking for friends, you're looking for community, you're looking for your people, you're in a great place. You're in the right place for that. And we believe as you find your people, as you find your community, God is going to use those people to help bring about God's plans and God's purposes in your life. When I was in college, the president at the time, his name was Dan Stewart. He was a hero, a mentor to me through my time at Life Pacific College. And President Dan, he had a saying. He said this more times than I could count. Dan said, direction flows through relationship. Direction flows through relationship. Another way to say that, and this is our main point for tonight, you can write this down. You may be one friend away from changing the course of your destiny. You may be one friend away from changing the course of your destiny. When I think about times in my life where my destiny was changed, where my life direction was altered, there were always friends, there were always people involved in that. It never happened alone. That's true for me, that's true for you, and that was true for people in the Bible as well. The verses that we read about in Acts when we started, they speak to this. Paul is a man in the Bible who had a dream. He had a God dream. He wanted to preach. Paul wanted to preach the risen Savior Jesus to everybody he could. Now, you're probably thinking, why are you talking to me about Paul? We read about a guy named Saul. Well, before he was called Paul, he was called Saul. And Saul was a bad dude. He was a bad guy. He persecuted Christians. He tried to kill the church. But by the grace of God, Saul encountered Jesus and he was changed. Real quick, anybody thankful tonight that if the grace of Jesus could reach a person like Paul, the grace of Jesus can reach a person like you? Amen. It could reach a person like me. So Paul, he is changed by Jesus. Literally, even his name is changed. And now, this changed man, he wants to preach Jesus to this world. The only problem is the Christians at the time, they weren't convinced of his change. They weren't convinced of it. Imagine if you invited somebody to join your life group and they were like, hey, listen, so excited for life group this week. By the way, real quick, gotta let you know, I have a bit of a reputation. I used to persecute Christians and I would literally kick down the door of gatherings like yours and drag you people out in the streets and hand you over to an angry mob so that they could kill you. What time should I be there? Will there be brownies? You would be a little wary of this person as well. When Paul desperately wanted to preach the good news of Jesus, but people weren't sure they should give him the opportunity, God sent him a friend named Barnabas. And Barnabas, he changed the direction of Paul's destiny. What would have happened if Paul had not had Barnabas as a friend? We'll never know, but likely we wouldn't have more than half of the New Testament that we have today. And millions of people who have heard about the grace and good news of Jesus maybe wouldn't have had Barnabas not stepped in as that kind of friend to Paul. Fusion, I don't know what your specific God purpose is that he has for you, but I know that for some of you, you are one friend away from stepping into that destiny. And I want to spend the rest of our time together looking at three types of friends that we all need to step into the destiny that God has for us. And all of these examples are going to come from the life of another man in Scripture, King David. Three types of friends every person needs. Number one, you can write this down. Samuel, a friend who makes you better. A friend who makes you better. We all know what it's like to have friends who make us worse, right? Tom talked about that last week. I can certainly think of examples from my own life. But what about a friend who makes us better? Before David was ever king of Israel, there was a king named Saul. This is a different Saul than the one we just read about in Acts. And God, he decided to end Saul's reign as king. And in doing so, he sent the prophet Samuel to go and anoint the next king of Israel. So Samuel, he goes to Bethlehem as God instructed him, and he goes to Jesse's house as God instructed him. And Jesse lines up all of his sons before Samuel. And these are some impressive looking young men. And Samuel sits back and he says, yes, surely the next king of Israel is here in this room right now. And so one by one, these sons are paraded before Samuel. And as each one steps before Samuel, God says, not that one. And the next son, not that one. And the next one, not that one. Not that one, not that one, not that one. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7 says this, but the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart. Finally, Samuel, after seeing all of these sons and God saying, nope, 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 Samuel says, well, I am confused. Jesse, is there more? Like, do you have more kids? I don't understand this. God told me to come here and the king's not here. And Jesse says, well, there's the youngest, but I don't think he's the one you're looking for. He's out with the sheep. And Samuel says, bring him in. So David arrives from the field. And God sees something in this forgotten, ignored, set aside little brother that nobody else could see, except that God allows Samuel to see it in him. Listen, Fusion, there are people in this room who feel overlooked. There are people in this room who feel forgotten. There are people in this room who have a God dream in their heart, and you are feeling like nobody sees this, nobody knows about this, nobody cares about this thing that God has put in me. Can I just remind you tonight that while David was in a field leading a flock of sheep, God was planning for him to lead a nation. While David was fending off coyotes and predators, God was planning for him to take down a giant. While David was in a field writing little poems that nobody would ever read, God was planning for him to write the greatest book of praise our Bibles have. You might feel unseen. Can I remind you that God sees you? You might feel forgotten. Can I remind you that God remembers you? Can I remind you that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no human heart can comprehend the things God has planned for those who love him? There are people in this room, you've got something in your heart that God is wanting to bring to life, and you are that one right friend away from stepping into a God destiny for yourself. That is what Samuel did for David. Going on in 1 Samuel 16, it says, and the Lord said, this is the one. We found him. Anoint him. So David stood there among his brothers. And Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. It's so powerful to me that even David's own family didn't see this thing in him that God had placed there. Yet God allowed Samuel to see it. Samuel was that God-given friend sent to David to help him get better, to help him become more than he currently was. Do you have that friend in your life? Do you have someone who walks with Jesus and who calls out God's best in you? And Fusion, that friend, they don't need to be exactly like you. Samuel, he was older than David, and yet Samuel played that role as that friend in David's life. This June, it will be 7 years since my wife Blake and I moved up here to LA, and I went on staff here at Christian Assembly Church. And 7 years ago, Blake and I sat in Tom Hughes' office as we talked about this job, and he offered me the position to lead the student ministries. And I remember sitting in that office and thinking to myself, I can't believe I get to have Tom Hughes as a boss. This guy is a legend to me. But little did I know that not only would he be a boss, but Tom Hughes would become a dear friend to me, somebody who helps me be better. Tom is older than I am, okay? I'm 33. Tom is more than that, okay? I'm not gonna put him on blast up here and say how old he is, but he's more than that. More than that, okay. Fusion, don't you ever believe that you can't have dear friendships with people who are from a different generation than you are. We need those people in our lives. Tom, he has cried and he has prayed with Blake and I as we struggle with infertility for that season. He has sat and counseled us about life issues, about finances. He has time and time again called out greatness in me when I was not viewing myself or I was acting less than great. Thank God for a friend like Tom Hughes in my life. Fusion, you might be one friend away from having your destiny change. And that friend, they might come from a different generation than yours. Here's the thing. We need to be intentional about the kind of people that we are surrounding ourselves with. Do your friends make you better? Do they speak life to you? Do they speak faith to you? Do they speak hope to you? And do they call out the greatness that God has for you? Proverbs 27 verse 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Your friend should make you better than you are, not worse. The next type of friend David had is this, number two, Jonathan, a friend who helps you find spiritual strength. So David is anointed king there in his dad's house. Only there's a slight problem. There's still a king sitting on the throne named Saul. And it would be decades between David being anointed as king and David actually taking the throne. And there is some drama. Game of Thrones has nothing on this, y'all. There is some drama that takes place between these two in this season. During that time, David, he begins to fight in Israel's army and fights their battles. And David becomes a war hero. And people start singing songs about him. And they sing these songs that say, King Saul, he's killed his thousands, but David has killed tens of thousands. And King Saul does not like it. King Saul can't handle this. He just becomes overwhelmed with jealousy and with hatred. And King Saul begins to try to kill the one that God has said is the next king. And in 1 Samuel 23, it says this, while David was at Horesh in the desert of Ziph, he learned that Saul had come out to take his life. And Saul's son, Jonathan, David's friend, Jonathan, went to find David and helped him find strength in God. Don't be afraid, Jonathan reassured him. Can I just say very quickly, if I'm ever in a moment of fear, if I'm ever in a moment of struggle, I'm looking for a friend who will come to me and will help me find my strength in God. I'm looking for a friend who's going to tell me, you do not need to be afraid because the God of angel armies is with you in this moment. We need friends in our lives who will remind us of the spiritual strength that God has for us. Because no matter how mature you are, no matter how long you've been walking with Jesus, there are going to be moments where you're going to be tempted. There might even be moments where you're going to fall. There will be moments when you are going to become discouraged and just beat down. And in those moments, we need friends who will point us back to Jesus, who will walk with us toward him. Fusion, you ever have one of those days where everything is fine and then in a moment, nothing is fine? You can't even explain it sometimes, but you're just discouraged. If I could be honest with you, Fusion, I've had those moments in this last season. I don't want to be overly dramatic here, but I have a great desire for Fusion to be a community and a place that you love, that you are committed to, that you're proud of, that you're excited to be a part of. We want that. Your pastoral team, we want that. And at the same time, we also feel that this desire and this burden on our hearts to continue to seek God for whatever this next season might be that he has for this community. We believe there is a calling on this place where the lost and the broken and the hurting young adults of Los Angeles will come in. They will find welcome. They will find community. They will find a place to belong. They will find their people. And as they find their people, you are going to help those young adults find their God purpose. You're going to help them find their kingdom calling. And to step into this new season, whatever the new season is that God has for this community, to step into it will at times require some things to change around here. And we don't, speaking for myself, we don't really like change very much. And it breaks my heart to know that there are people in this place who might be so upset or might be hurt or offended by changes that might come in this season. But you've got to know, your pastors, we are so committed to trying to hear God's voice and lead us to a place that we feel like God is leading this community. Amen. And it weighs on me. I hate it. I don't want this to be a place where people are like, oh man, such and such changed. And at the same time, if I could be really honest with you guys for a minute, if I could let my insecurity show for a second, I want friends too. I want people to like me like you do. And I'm not up here trying to get a whole bunch of sympathy. I'm not looking for anybody to say, oh, poor Bo. I'm trying to tell you that I face discouragement just like you do in your life. And I face doubt sometimes just like you do in your life. I can face moments of depression just like you do in your life. But I am so grateful for the friends in my life who refuse to allow me to fall into that trap. Because the enemy wants me discouraged. And the enemy fusion wants you discouraged. Because if you are discouraged, you are not living your kingdom purpose to the fullest. God wants you strengthened. God wants me strengthened. And he has some key friends in my life who do that. Some people in this community, some people in this room right now play such a key role in helping strengthen me in the Lord. I have other friends from outside this community. I just got to take a trip just over a week ago with some friends who are all pastors. And we just spent a few days just laughing and hanging out, talking life, talking ministry. And in some moments of real vulnerability and being open, I shared with them some of the discouragement and some of the doubt that I experienced at times. And they didn't laugh at me. And they didn't tell me to get over it. They reminded me that God is using Fusion in some mighty and powerful ways. They reminded me of the people who are coming to a saving knowledge of their loving Savior in this community. They reminded me of the people taking obedient steps toward baptism in this community. They reminded me of people who are loving this city in this place, like what we experienced yesterday at Love LA. They reminded me of people who are loving the world. We got a team going to the Czech Republic this summer, and I'm so proud of the way those people from Fusion are loving the world. They reminded me that young adults from a city that is notoriously hard to find community in are coming to this place and finding their people. They're finding their community. And they reminded me of the promises of God's word straight from Scripture. They reminded me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. They reminded me that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. They reminded me that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can possibly think or ask. They reminded me that despite my mistakes, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. They reminded me that God works all things to the good of those who loved him and are called according to his purposes. No matter how beat down or discouraged I might have been, I always leave those conversations so strengthened and excited and ready to take on whatever the next thing is God is bringing into my life so that more people might hear the gospel, so that more people might get connected to a life group, so that more people might take a next obedient step toward baptism. So that more people might be discipled even more. Do you have those friends in your life? I know there are times that you feel discouraged. I know there are times that you feel beat down. I know there are times when you are full of doubt in yourself and your giftings and your callings. Fusion, do you have those kinds of friends in your life who will remind you of what is true, who will speak God's truth to you, who will see you strengthened in God's power? Because if you don't, Fusion, you might be one friend away from having your destiny changed. A third and final type of friend we need that we can find in David's life is this. Number three, Nathan, a friend who tells you the truth. Alex, if you'll join me up here. A friend who tells you the truth. The Bible calls David a man after God's own heart. But even for that man, there were moments when he took his eyes off of God and he put them onto another man's wife. And David commits adultery. And here's the thing. It's not just that he messed up, which is bad. But David, he excuses his sin and he fails to grasp the gravity of it. So God sent him a friend named Nathan, to bring some truth. And you can read this whole story in 2 Samuel 11 and 12. It's an incredibly convicting and inspiring passage from the Bible. But while talking to David, Nathan, he tells David a story, a parable, to help him realize the gravity of what he has done. You see, God uses a friend to hold up a mirror to David, and suddenly David sees something he had not seen before. And David is wrecked by this. He is devastated. He is absolutely heartbroken before God. If you want to know how David responded, read Psalm 51 sometime. I'm going to read a portion of it. After Nathan was a friend who spoke truth to a guy who was ignoring sin in his life, here's what David wrote. God, create a clean heart for me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Don't banish me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. I love that. In the midst of all of this, David's prayer was, God, just be near to me again. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and sustain me by giving me a willing spirit. Then I will teach the rebellious your ways and sinners will return to you. Proverbs 27 says this, an open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. When was the last time you had a friend who sat you down and who said, I love you and I've got to speak some truth to you right now. This thing, this is a problem in your life. You are doing damage to your marriage. Either your current marriage, or if you're single, you're doing damage to your future marriage. You're hurting your testimony. You're not pleasing God. This is outside of God's best for you. This thing in your life, the situation, these decisions you're making, this habit, whatever it is, this is not helping you walk with Jesus. If you don't have a person like that in your life, you may be one friend away from having your destiny changed. And when that person comes to you in love, remember what Proverbs says. Because my temptation when somebody comes to me in love in that moment is to say, you don't know me. I don't know why you think you get to say this to me. I'm not trying to hear this right now. But wounds from a friend, they are a gift from God when they come in love to help bring truth to your life. Find a friend who will speak truth to you, even and especially when that truth is hard to say and even harder to hear. Fusion, God has purposes for you that is bigger than we could even possibly fathom or imagine. But it's gonna take having the right people around us to get there. And for some, you are so close to stepping into this God dream. You are so close to stepping into this destiny that God has for you. But you've got people in your life who are not helping you get there. You've got people in your life who are holding you back from that thing. Surround yourself with the right kind of friends. That kind of friend who will change the course of your destiny, that friend who will help you be better, that friend who will help you find spiritual strength, and that friend who will speak the truth to you in love and not just tell you what you want to hear. The best way to find a friend like that is to be a friend like that. Imagine this place. I believe it already is. But what more could it be if we all committed to being those kinds of friends to each other? Where with our friends here from Fusion, we are so committed to helping each other get better. We are so committed to helping each other find spiritual strength. We are so committed to speaking truth to each other in love. I believe that we would see even more and more people come into this community and step into their God purpose as we love each other and are that kind of a friend to other people. Would you guys pray with me? Jesus, we even remember now that we learn how to be a friend to others by the way that you, Jesus, were a friend to us. The way you welcome us, the way you forgive us, the way you show us grace, the way you do not give up on us, the way that you want to see us be the best us we could be, the us you made us to be. Lord, we remember that you will always speak truth to us. And so, Lord, as we remember the way that you are a friend to us, we pray that you would help us be that kind of a friend to other people. Lord, I pray now for anybody in this room who doesn't have that friend who makes them better, who doesn't have that friend who helps them find their spiritual strength, and doesn't have a friend who will speak your truth in love to them. Jesus, I pray that you would surround that person with those kinds of friends. As they say yes to coming to a life group, would that life group be filled with people ready to be that friend to them? And Lord, we pray that you would put it on our hearts to be that kind of a friend to other people. We thank you for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alex, will you lead us?